So the Ram begins one of the most famous famous prakim in the Adah Chazaka, Perik Chamishi Vilchos Tshuva, with the words, based on Perik Yavos, called Safo Rishus Nesuna. So Rishus L'chol Adam Nesuna Imratz L'hatos Atzmo L'derech Tova V'ilos Tzadik HaRishus Biyado. That's the second instance of Rishus. V'imratz L'hatos Atzmo L'derech Ra L'yos Rasha HaRishus Biyado. Now that's the third time that the Rambam used the term Rishos. Hushakasa Batara, Hein Ha'adam Ayaki Achad Mianu Ladas Tovira, Kilomar, Hein Minze Shaladam Ayachid Bolam, Ein Min Shein Nidomalo Bezeha Inyan, right? Opposable thumbs, is it, higher level cognition? But rather, Shehu Me'atzmo Bedaito Uvamach Shavaso, the Rambam uses three terms here, Atzmo Daito Uvamach Shavaso, that is to say, right, based on his own or her own Me'atzmo, bedaito, right, calculations, uvemachshavaso, intent, yodea hatova ra, ve'osa kolmashu chafetz, ve'in misha ya'akev biyado milaso satov ohara, ve'kevan shekenu pen yishlach yado. So what the Rambam apparently meant when he used the term rishus three times, right, was the idea of ve'in misha ya'akev biyado milaso satov ohara, that humans are empowered singularly, with respect to their capacity to make moral judgments. Me'atzmo b'daito v'machshavaso, to be no ta'atzmo l'derech tova or l'derech ra'a. And it's interesting, we could take this one step further. It's not just on an individual decision level, sort of a micro basis, but the Rambam actually instantiates this at the level of who a person is overall. Rishus l'chol adam nesuna imratz l'hatos atzmo derech tova v'lios tzadik harishus biyado imratz l'hatos atzmo l'derech ra'a v'lios rasha harishus biyado. The Rambam says this is true not just about individual isolated decisions, so this is true about, in the end of the day, what the aggregate of those decisions are. Right, the Rambam defined for us at the beginning of Perek Gimel the definition of a tzadik and rasha, right, zechuyosav vis-a-vis Avonosav. So here we have the Rambam stating, right, continuing his last point in Perek Dalet, after discussing Esrim v'arba dvarim ma'akvin es ha-tshuva, the Rambam had said at the end, kol elu ha-dvarim v'chayotze ben afal pi shema'akvin es ha-tshuva in monin osa, elim asa adam tshuva mehen hareza ba'al tshuva v'yesh lo chelek l'olam haba, that this led the Rambam to, clearly Perek Chamishi, where he's going to discuss the idea of unmitigated bechira chavshis. So again, point number one, as noted, the segue. Point number two, right, that it's not just isolated decisions, but there is an aggregate, there's a chalos that results, tzaddik versus rasha. But the third point, and undoubtedly the most important, is that the Rambam says this is what uniquely defines us as human beings. Hein adam hayak echad min ladas tovera min ze shel adam yachid ba'olam. God's will, and we'll see this later in the parak, is that human beings should be distinct from all creation, expresses itself in Bechira Chafshis. So it's not just that Bechira Chafshis sort of is like a, sort of a fact of humanity, just as the fact to say a person has two lungs, a person has a liver with two lobes, a person, has a pancreas, a person has a small intestine, right? These are observable facts about a human being, or not just observable facts, which are, that the only employees of, Intel are human beings as opposed to, alligators. It's not just saying that there's something that's singular about humanity, but the defining aspect of humanity, Lashitas HaRambam, is our capacity to exercise Bechira Chavshitz, Me'atzmo, Bedaito, B'machshavaso. So we have here, I think, a remarkable idea. The Rambam maintains that our humanity is expressed specifically when we are making choices and shaping our world in the spiritual sense. Imratz l'hatos atzmo derech tova lios tzadik harishus biyado. Imratz l'hatos atzmo derech ra lios rasha harishus biyado. And in the context of Hilchos Tshuva, one need not expand on this any further. So when a person chooses to make that hataya from a derech ra to a derech tova, so that becomes the most significant thing a person can do, right? A person is uniquely expressing their humanity. The whole idea of tshuva, obviously, is predicated on Bechira Chavshis. That goes without saying. But the Rambam says this is a person expressing their humanity in a profound way. If a person, we'll get into this tomorrow, you know, was an automaton and, you know, was pre-programmed just to do the right thing at all times and all places, right, that wouldn't be a very meaningful form of existence, you know, l'shitas HaRambam. So again, we see the natural connection between Perek Dal and Perek Hey, the emphasis on Rishus, which means Me'atzmo B'dayto B'machshavaso, right? And the fact is, and this is what distinguishes humanity from the rest of the cosmos, this is our defining characteristic.